Reading Sefer Tehillim, this is Shir number 35. We are using the commentary of the Ma'am Lois by Rabbi Shmuel Yishalmi. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or to listen to any of our hundreds of Torah lectures online at EnglishTorahTapes.com. May the learning of Torah be also merit for the memory of Aaron Fuchs and Shimon and Hinda Manila of blessed memory. We are holding in chapter 69, pasuk 18. V'al tashter panecha meyavdecha kitzarli maher aneni. And do not hide your face from your servant, for I am in distress. Answer me quickly. Because I'm so deeply in trouble, do not hide your face from your servant, for I am in distress. Answer me quickly. If you do not respond now, when? Let my present distress suffice for you not to remember my iniquity. Similarly, the Lament says, as like it says in Gilas Eicha, I'm the man who has seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. Pasuk Yotes, Pasuk 19. Korva el nafshi ga'olo leman oyevai pedeni. Draw near to my soul and redeem it. Ransom me because of my enemies. You who seek out or pursue a pasuk that's found in Kehelis, draw near to my soul and redeem it. Ransom me because of my enemies. Because of my affliction, it appears that you are far from helping me. Please draw near to my soul and redeem it. Pasuk Chof, Pasuk 20. Ato yedata chepasi uvashti v'chimasi negdechol kol soror. You know my humiliation and my shame and my disgrace. My adversaries are all before you. Because you seek out the pursuit as found in Kehelis, you know my humiliation and my shame, and also my adversaries are all revealed before you. Another interpretation says my adversaries are all set against you to anger you. David HaMelech says, my adversaries are all against you in despising the kingship of the house of David. It is as if they despise the kingship of Hashem. For as Hashem said to Shmuel, the pasuk is found in Shmuel Aleph, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me. You know my humiliation alludes to the time when the captive lads and maidens of Israel were placed in brothels. Pasuk Chafale, Pasuk 21. Echer pashove libi v'anusha v'anekave lonud v'ayim v'anachamim below matzosi. Humiliation has broken my heart, and I'm deathly sick, and I looked for comfort, but there was none, and for consolers, but I found none. My adversaries are in pursuit of me to smite me, but what has broken my heart is the humiliation. It is more painful than their blows, and I'm deathly sick with the pain of it. I looked for comfort, but there was none, and for consolers, but I found none. Our sages have expounded, humiliation has broken my heart, refers to the Ammonites and the Moabites, who entered the holies of holies and removed the cherubim. They paraded them through the streets of Yerushalayim, proclaiming, Israel said they do not worship idols. Well, look at what they do. Thus the Torah says, because Moab and Seir do say, behold, the house of Judah is like all the nations. A pasuk that's found in Yechezkel. I looked for comfort, I sought escape in a place of safety, but there was none. In every other place, it was worse than here. Pasuk Chavbeis, Pasuk 22. Vayitnu b'vorusi rosh v'lismo'i yashkuni chometz. Yes, they put poison into my food, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. The singer protests that instead of counselors, wicked men came to him. They put poison into my food. This alludes to a species of poisonous grass that kills. Instead of good wine, fit for serving to the mourner to deflect his sorrow, as it says, give strong drink to him that is ready to perish, and wine to those of heavy hearts. Pasuk is found in Mishlei. They gave me vinegar to drink, which is hard on the teeth and hard on the body. This depicts someone who expects something good and instead is beset by evil. Consider, for instance, a hungry man who expects to be given some bread, but is served a meal of gall and wormwood, like we find in Chumash Devarim. Or consider a thirsty man who waits for water and is made to drink vinegar. This alludes to what happened in the time of the destruction. When the army of Nebuchadnezzar drove into captivity 80,000 hungry and thirsty young novices of the priesthood, upon coming near an Ishmaelite settlement, they begged for water. They were urged to eat first and were served strongly spiced and salted food. Then they were handed air-inflated flasks. The air seeped into their bellies and they died. Thus the singer says here, in place of good food, they were given foods which were as gall and wormwood, causing death. Pasuk Chav Gimel, Pasuk 23. Yehi shulchanam lifnehem lefach lishlomim lemokesh. Let their table before them become a snare, and when they are in peace, let it become a trap. The singer asked that Hashem repay them measure for measure, even as they put poison into my food, so let their table before them become a snare. May their food be a source of affliction to kill them by its poor quality or because of the huge quantities they consume. When they are in peace, may what they think is peace become a trap. Some perceive Shlomim as alluding to Anshe Shlomim, their friends and family. The corresponding interpretation says the singer asks that they should suffer the fate of those who attempt to destroy others by putting poison in their food, and they become the victims. When in confusion they switch plates with their intended victims, both they and their families and friends are struck down by the poison. Their table before them becomes a snare. Pasuk Chavdal, Pasuk 24. Techshachno einehem meros umosnehem tamid hamad. Let their eyes be darkened, that they do not see, and make their loins always falter. Because they have girded their loins to cause me harm, let their eyes be darkened, that they do not see, and make their loins always falter. The center of a man's strength when standing up is in the hips, as it says in Chumash Devarim, smite through the loins those who rise against him. Accordingly, the singer pleads that Hashem cause the strength of their loins to vanish. If their eyes be darkened, that they do not see, they will sit too much. This will result in the weakening of the hips. Pasuk Chav Hei, Pasuk 25. Shvach aleihem zamecho v'charon apcho yasigem. Pour out your indignation upon them, and let the fierceness of your anger overtake them. Because they vent their fury upon me, pour out your indignation upon them. If this will not affect them, let the fierceness of your anger pursue and overtake them. Pour out your indignation upon them all at once, rather than bit by bit annihilate them. Because Hashem is merciful and gracious, He relents in His retribution. Thus it has happened that His rage failed to afflict sufficiently. Accordingly, the singer asked that this time, that the full fierceness of your anger overtake them. Pasuk Chavav, Pasuk 26. Tehi tirasam neshama be'olehem al yehi yoshev. Let their palace be desolate, let none dwell in their tents. Because they destroyed our sanctuary, let their palace be desolate. Because they transferred the inhabitants from the tents of the daughter of Zion, let none dwell in their tents. For having inflicted evil upon Israel in two ways, by destroying the holy temple and then not letting them live in peace, let them also suffer in kind. Let their palace be desolate, let none dwell in their tents. Pasuk of Zion, Pasuk 27. Ki ato asher hikiso yodofu ve'almachov chalolecho yisaperim. For they persecute him whom you have smitten, and they tell of the pain of those whom you have wounded. You decreed that they should smite us, though they were not content merely to strike at us. Rather, they persecute him whom you have smitten, to exterminate us utterly. Nor are they content with persecuting us to our deaths. They tell of the pain of those whom you have wounded. They gloat over the corpses of your people and praise themselves by their exploits against us. Therefore, I am very much displeased with the nations. For I was a little angry, but they helped forward the affliction, as the passage is brought down in Sefer Zechariah. Although they know that you put us in their hands, they praise themselves as if it had come about by their own power and might. The fact that we mention Zechariah, that's one of the 12 smaller prophets, Trei Oser. So if anybody's interested, the complete Trei Oser with the Me'am Lois commentary has been put on tape or CD if anybody would like it. Pasuk Chav Ches, Pasuk 28. Tano Ovon al Avonam ve'al Yovo'u betitkosecho. Add iniquity to their iniquity and let them not come into your righteousness. David HaMelech asked Hashem to add the iniquity of their arrogance to the iniquity of their persecution, an exact retribution for both together. Add iniquity to their iniquity and let them not come into your righteousness, which you extend to the Jewish people. Pasuk Chav Tes, Pasuk 29. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous. If they have already been described in the book of life, let them be blotted out of the book of the living. The Torah speaks of a book, metaphorically, as in blot me, I pray you, out of your book, which you have written, as we find in the Chumash Shemos. Hashem has no need of a book in order to remember. Nor let them be written with the righteousness. They should not be together with the righteousness in the world to come. Based on the present pasuk, our sages deduce that three books lie open before Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. One is for the totally righteous, another is for the totally wicked, and a third is for those in between. Those in the book of the totally righteous are immediately inscribed and sealed for life. Those in the book of the totally wicked are summarily inscribed and sealed for immediate death, and the fate of those in between remains suspended during the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Aseres Metuva. Said Rabbi Abohu, from what pasuk do we learn this? Learn it from here. Because the pasuk says, be blotted out of the book, refers to the book of the totally wicked. The living refers to the book of the totally righteous, and not be written with the righteous refers to the book of those in between. Pasuk Lamed, Pasuk 30. The Ani Ani V'Choev Yishu Oscha Lehim Tzakvein. But I am poor and in pain, let your deliverance to Hashem set me high. Having asked for all those retributions to befall his adversaries, the singer declares that for him it will be different. Though I am poor and in pain, your deliverance, O Hashem, will set me up high. Because I am poor and in pain and humble in thought, your deliverance, O Hashem, will set me up high. When one is humble, it is as if he has offered all the sacrificial offerings. Because I am poor and in vain, I do not want to wage war against them. Instead, I place all my hope in you, and I desire that your deliverance, O Hashem, set me up high without any exertion on my part. Whenever the Torah says azur, it means help that strengthens a man's own efforts. But when it says Yeshua, it means deliverance that comes without the help of the person saved. It is emphasized in the Zohar, the portion of Mishpatim, that when Hashem created is in exile, the name of Hashem Elohim is split apart to read Mi Eilem, who are these? The presence of Hashem is concealed. At the redemption, they desire that Hashem should be near. It's a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. The name of Hashem is joined. Thus, David, hear please, let your deliverance, O Hashem, set me up high. When the name of Hashem Elohim will be near, that is joined fully, they will mean the onset of deliverance, which will set me up high. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Pasuk 31. Ahalalo Hashem Elohim Beshir Vagadlenu Besoda. I will praise the name of Hashem with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. The singer continues, after you will set me up high through your deliverance, I will not be like those who deny having been granted a good thing. Indeed, I will praise the name of Hashem with a song, and I will magnify him with thanksgiving. The latter eater means a thanksgiving offering or a song of thanksgiving. Poverty and pain bring atonement for a man's sins. Eob, for instance, chose affliction instead of poverty. But David says that both things came down upon him. Therefore, your deliverance, O Hashem, will set me up high. The one will atone for my sins, and I will be set on account of the other. When this happens, I will praise the name of Hashem with a song for having given me the poverty that brought atonement for my sins. And I will magnify him with thanksgiving for having granted me the height of deliverance. This thanksgiving will be reckoned to my credit more so than the single bullock which I might have brought as a sacrificial offering. Pasuk Lamed Beis, Pasuk 32. V'sitav LaHashem Mishor Por Makrin Mafris, and I will please Hashem better than a bullock which has horns and hoofs. My thanksgiving will be superior to the offering of any young full-sized bullock whose horns are large and whose hoofs are strong. Our sages expound it is better than the bullock offering brought by the first man. In the formation of the very first bullock, its horns emerged from the earth prior to its hoofs. The bullock to which it gave birth was then presented by Adam as a sacrificial offering. They have also identified this bullock as the Tachash. David says, my songs and hymns of praise will be more impressive in Hashem's eyes than any sacrifice. The sacrificial animal has horns and hoofs, and these parts are unfit as an offering. But the songs of David were not in any way flawed. Why was the chanting of hymns more impressive in David's eyes than any sacrificial offering? For while the offering is sacrificed by the Kohanim, the priest, who act as his envoys, the hymns of praise he utters with his own mouth. The obligation to fulfill the commandment is incumbent upon him more so than it is upon his messenger. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Pasuk 33. Ro'u anovim yismochu dorshe lakim v'chi levavchem. The humble will see it and be glad. You that seek after Hashem, let your heart revive. The humble will merit to behold the redemption, and they will then be glad. You that seek after Hashem in prayer, let your heart revive. For the heart of those who sorrow and live in pain is dead. Similarly it says, for I am poor and needy, and my heart is a corpse with me. Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Pasuk 34. Kishameya el elvyonim Hashem ve'esa sirov lovozo. Hashem hearkens to the needy and does not despise his prisoners. Having said, you that seek after Hashem, let your heart revive, referring to those who address him in prayer, the singer says here that Hashem hearkens to the needy. Although poor and despised by their fellow men, Hashem heeds their prayer. Nor does he despise his prisoners who continue to dwell in exile. Corresponding to the earlier, but I am poor and in pain, he says here that Hashem hearkens to the needy in opposition to their thought to imprison him. David says that Hashem does not despise his prisoners, for Hashem hearkens to the needy. Zohar asks in the name of Rabbi Chiya, does he then listen to the needy and to no others? Said Rabbi Shimon, he listens to them because they are closer to the king, as it says, a broken and a contrite heart, O Hashem, you will not despise. The pasuk that we already learned in Sefer Tehillim, no one in the world is as broken hearted as the poor man. The poor man is nearer to Hashem, for while everyone else comes before Hashem with his body, physical possessions, and his soul, the pauper comes to him only with his soul. Some explain that the Holy Spirit addresses a warning to the people, urging them to be humble. Humility is the greatest of all virtues, for it is impossible to attain true humility unless one has also gained possession of all the other qualities of excellence listed by the Talmud. then it will come true. Although your beginning be small, in the end you'll be very great. A pasuk that's found in Sefer Iyov. Pasuk Lamed Hey, pasuk 35. Ya'aluluhu shamayim ba'oret yamim chol romes bam. That the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves therein. Speaking figuratively, the singer says that the rejoicing will then be so great, the heaven and earth will praise him, the seas and everything that moves. Everything from the heights of heaven to the depths of the sea will praise him. As he says elsewhere, let the seas roar in the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Pasuk Lamed Vav, Pasuk 36. Kilakim Yoshiat Zion veYivne Ore Yehuda veYashvu Sham veYirishuha. For God will deliver Zion and build the cities of Yehudim, that they will settle there and possess it. All those paupers and prisoners will dwell in Zion. For Hashem will deliver Zion and build the cities of Yehuda, although he will rebuild not only the cities of Yehuda, but also all the other cities of Israel. The singer mentions Yehuda to mark the distinction of the tribe of Yehuda. Because Hashem himself in his glory will deliver Zion and build the cities of Yehuda, the Jewish people will then settle there and possess it by the law of inheritance. Initially, however, the land of Israel was not acquired in accordance with the law of eternal inheritance. Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Pasuk 37. Bezera avadecha yincholuha ve'ove shemo yishkenu va. The seed of his servants will inherit it, and they that love his name will dwell therein. The seed of his servants, the patriarchs, will inherit it, and they will love his name. The descendants of the patriarchs will dwell therein. Some say that this entire psalm refers to the Babylonian exile, as not all the exile returned to the land of Israel. They explain all the psukim in accordance with this interpretation. Now we go to chapter 70, pasuk 1. Lamnetzeyach leDavid lahaskir, for the conductor of Psalm of David, for remembrance. Pasuk base, pasuk 2, Elikim lahatzileni, Hashem lezrosi chusho. O Hashem, to save me, O Hashem, to help me, make haste. David composed the present psalm when fleeing from his enemies. Some say he was fleeing from Absalom. That concurs with what it says in the following psalm, namely, for my enemies speak concerning me, and they that watch on my soul take counsel together, saying, Hashem has forsaken him, pursue and take him, for there is none to save. As we'll learn with Hashem in the next chapter. For remembrance, David asked that Hashem always remember him. Another interpretation is that he pleaded for Hashem to stir the hearts. Some say the psalm is intended as a reminder of the redemption, lest it become a forgotten subject. David comes to Lahaskir to remind us that we are always to pray for the redemption. The Medrash says, to what can this be compared? Compared to a king who had many sheep. On one occasion he grew angry at his flock and drove out the sheep, dismantled the barn, and dismissed the shepherd. Later he gathered in the sheep and rebuilt the barn, but he did not recall the shepherd. Said the shepherd, behold, the sheep are gathered, and the barn stands as before, and I am not remembered? Similarly, David said in the earlier psalm, chapter 69, Hashem will deliver Zion and build the cities of Yehuda, that they will settle there and possess it. The seed of his servants will inherit it, and they that love his name will dwell therein. Behold, the sheep are gathered in, but I am not mentioned. Accordingly, he says here, for the conductor of Psalm of David, for remembrance, Hashem to save me, Hashem alone saves me, no one else. O Hashem, to help me, make haste to save me, and make haste to help me. A related emphasis says, through Hashem can save me in accordance with the law justly administered, Elikim, the attribute of judgment, but I entreat the attribute of compassion, O Hashem, that salvation come quickly. Help me make haste. Pasig Gimel, Pasig 3. Yevoshu v'yachperu Mevakshei nafshi yisogu achor v'yikol mechafetzei ruasi. Let them be ashamed and humiliated that seek after my soul. Let them that delight in my hurt be turned backwards and brought to disgrace. David pleads that those who seek his life and soul be ashamed and humiliated. Let those who delight in my hurt see their designs brought to nothing. They would then be turned backwards and brought to disgrace. A person who has been disgraced will usually retreat to his private quarters to avoid being seen in his shame. This is an allusion to Achitophel, who sought David's life, as he said to Absalom, "And I will smite the king only," a pasuk that's found in Shmuel Beis. When his counsel failed, he went back to his home and hanged himself. Thus he perished from the world to come as well. Let them that delight in my hurt be brought to disgrace. This refers to Shimi ben Gera, who cursed David with a vigorous curse, declaring, "Behold, you are an evil blight because you are a bloodied man." Accordingly, David says here, "Let my enemies be turned backwards rather than killed." For Shimi ben Gera was not killed at once. He first came to David to express his contrition at his deed. David had three sorts of enemies. He had personal enemies like Doeg and Achitophel, Shaul and Absalom, who wanted to kill him. He had enemies among the people who hated him but concealed their animosity in their hearts. Then there was those who openly displayed their hatred regarding the ones who actively seek after my soul. He says, "Let them be ashamed and humiliated in public." Against those who only wished for his downfall, he says, "Let their thought be turned backwards and brought to disgrace. Let them be ashamed in their own eyes." As for those who proclaim their animosity, those who cry, "Aha, aha," let them be turned back for having shamed me. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4. Yashuvu al Ekev Bashtam Ha'omrim Ha'och Ha'och. Let them be turned back by reason of their shame that said, "Aha, aha," we just mentioned this a moment ago. David asked that his enemies be punished measure for measure. Those who rejoice in my troubles, happily shouting, "Aha, aha," let them be turned back by reason of their shame. Another interpretation says, because they shame me and rejoice at my downfall, let them be turned back and repaid in kind. Let things turn full circle, have them experience the shame of similar suffering, as the Torah says, "Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and do not let your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest Hashem see it, and it displeases him, and he turn away his wrath from him," a pasuk that is found in Mishlei. This implies that the same afflictions are turned upon the man who rejoiced at the downfall of his fellow man. Aha! Aha! When those who seek my soul, who attempt to make me abandon my faith, do not succeed, they try and try again. Therefore it says to repeat it, "Aha, aha, aha, aha." This also alludes to apostates who rejoice when affliction befalls the Jewish people. They rejoice for two reasons, because Klal Yisrael was stricken and because they were not stricken. Because David was speaking of his enemies from among his own people, he pleaded, "O Hashem, to help me make haste." He asked for help from himself. He did not ask that his enemies be afflicted, lest they become incapable of repentance. He desired their remorse, not their death. "Those are my enemies who seek my soul, who want my life, and those whose hearts delight in my hurt. Let both kinds of enemies be turned back. Let them repent, and by reason of their shame and humiliation at their past deeds, they will merit Hashem's help, as our sages teach regarding Shaul. Because he was ashamed to mention the Urim and Thummim when speaking to Shmuel, he was found worthy of being in his presence." Pasuk Hey, Pasuk 5. Yosisu v'yismuchu b'chol kol mevakshecho v'yomu samid yigdal elikim ohavei Yeshua secha. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you, and let such as love your deliverance say always, "Let Hashem be magnified." In contrast to what he said earlier, namely, "Let them be ashamed and humiliated that seek after my soul, let them be turned backwards and brought to disgrace." The singer says here, Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let them rejoice when they see that you help me every time I ask for your help. When all those who seek you rejoice, they will always say, let Hashem be magnified. For he shows his greatness to those who love him, and immediately brings deliverance to many of them. Knowledge of Hashem is endless and infinite. Therefore, all who seek you rejoice, and they are continually glad. There is no pause in their rejoicing, as it says, let the hearts of them rejoice that seek Hashem. They add joy to their joy with every newly acquired insight. Accordingly, the Torah goes on to say there, seek Hashem in his strength, seek his face always, for the joy of having gained understanding never ceases. What is more, they will continue to add to their understanding and always aspire for more understanding. Thus it says here, that all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you, that is, their gladness would never cease, and let such as love your deliverance say always, let Hashem be magnified. The more they come to understand, the more they will realize how much greater he is, and their gladness will increase. Please turn tape over to side B. Another interpretation says, those who yearn for the redemption do so not in anticipation of their own welfare and deliverance, but because they want that Hashem be magnified. They yearn for Hashem's name to be hallowed in this world. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Vani oni ve'evyon elekim chushali ezrim v'falti ato Hashem al ti'acha. But I am poor and needy, O Hashem, make haste to me. You are my help and my rescuer, O Hashem, do not delay. While all who seek you proclaim continually, let Hashem be magnified. I, who am sunk in all this trouble, poor and needy, say this, O Hashem, make haste with my salvation. You have been my help and my rescuer at all times in the past. So now too, Hashem, do not delay your deliverance. But I am poor and needy alludes to the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash and the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. O Hashem, make haste to me as a plea for the coming of the Mashiach. You are my help, refers to the Mashiach, the son of Yosef, and my rescuer refers to the Mashiach, the son of David. O Hashem, do not delay is a plea that the attribute of merciful loving kindness act in place of the attribute of stern judgment, Hashem here now used as Elohim. Although we have a tradition that the redemption can come unexpectedly, we nevertheless offer a plea for its coming. It expresses our conviction that we can expect no help from anyone but you, so do not delay. Some explain that the present psalm refers to the Babylonian exile and the beginning of the Second Temple era. David says, O Hashem, make haste to me to save me from the decree of the Babylonian Empire. Do not wait for the 70 years to come to an end. Hasten to my assistance that I may rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Within this interpretation, let them be ashamed and humiliated that seek after my soul. Refers to those who informed on Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah that they would not bow down to the idol. It also refers to those who informed against Daniel to Darius. Let them delight in my hurt. Refers to those who persecuted the tribes of Yehuda and Benjamin by interfering with the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. Those that say, aha, aha, refers to the inhabitants of Tsur, Sidon, as it says in the Cheskel, because Tsur has said against Yerushalayim, aha, she is broken. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad of you. Refers to those who return from the Babel exile, Golus, in the beginning when they began to build the second Beis HaMikdash. They were poor and needy, so they pleaded, O Hashem, make haste to me to deliver me from the taxes and levies imposed by the kingdoms of Persia and Media. Now we go to chapter 71, pasuk 1. V'cho Hashem chasisi al evoshel olam. In you, O Hashem, have I taken refuge. Let me never be ashamed. The present psalm is linked to the previous psalm, and for this reason it has no introductory phrase. David HaMelech speaks here about the tragedy of Absalom. Evidence for this may be deduced from the pasuk that says, we'll learn it in just a few minutes, do not cast me off in the time of old age, which indicates that he spoke these words when he was still a young man. At the time of the Absalom rebellion, he was about 30 years old. Some explain that the psalm speaks in detail about the Golus, the exile, in contrast to the previous psalm, which spoke of it in general terms. Others say that David composed this psalm in his old age. It is based on the fact that part of the present psalm resembles Psalm 40, and the beginning of the psalm is the same as the beginning of Psalm 31. The reasoning goes as follows. Internal evidence from this and the previous psalm makes it clear that these two psalms were offered by him as a prayer in his old age. Thus he recalls the wondrous miracles that Hashem performed for him in the days of his youth, when he fled from his son Absalom, and when earlier he fled from Saul, and he asked that now too, in his old age, Hashem should not abandon him. This explains why the conclusion of Psalm 40, which speaks of the miracle that saved him from Saul, is included in the present psalm also. At this time, too, he is in need of such a miracle. Hence, of David for remembrance, this is followed by three psukim from Psalm 31, a prayer he offered when fleeing from Saul into the wilderness. Now too, in his old age, he went into the wilderness to offer the present prayer, which is the previous one and this one, chapter 70 and chapter 71. In you, O Hashem, have I taken refuge. Let me never be ashamed. David knew that the tragedy of Absalom's uprising was in retribution for his sin with Bathsheba and his crime against her husband Uriah. As the prophet said to him, now therefore the sword will never depart from your house, a passage that is found in Shmuel Beis. David acknowledges his guilt and appeals for a reprieve as he goes on to say, save me in your righteousness and justice, as we'll learn in the next passage. He expresses the trust that because he takes refuge in you, Hashem, the attribute of mercy, he will never be ashamed. He will be saved and not suffer eternal humiliation. One who puts his trust in man of flesh and blood cannot but come to shame, for a human being does not possess the power to save. As it says, put not your trust in princesses, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no deliverance. Even if another human being can offer temporary help, this is not true deliverance. For when his breath departs, he returns to the earth. If, however, a man puts his trust in Hashem, his help is ever present, both in this world and in the world to come. Hence it says, Al Evoshel Olam. Literally, I will not be ashamed in the world to come. Accordingly, the Medrash says, the Pasuk but speaks of the world to come. Similarly, the prophet Yeshayahu said, but Israel will be delivered in Hashem with an everlasting deliverance. Pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. The essence of shame is shame in the world to come, because then it is an eternal humiliation. Assured that he would not suffer shame in the world to come, David says that he would not be ashamed of the Olam in the world to come. This is his great solace. In you, O Hashem, have I taken refuge. Like the pasuk says, B'cho Hashem Chasisi. The term B'cho numerically equals to 22. The base in the Chav alludes to 22 letters of the Aleph base whereby the Torah is written. This alludes to the teaching of our sages that the Torah study provides protection during the actual time of study and at other times. Pasuk base, pasuk 2. Pasuk Beis. B'tzidkoscha tatzileni ushtalteni hatei Eli oznecha v'oshieni. Save me in your righteousness and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and deliver me. Save me in your righteousness and rescue me. Do not on account of my merit. Do so not on account of my merit, but to show your righteousness. Incline your ear to me to hear my prayer or my groan and deliver me. Your righteousness by your loving kindness, whereby you created your world, as it says, the world is built of loving kindness, as we will learn later on in Tehillim. Thus save me, rescue me, even if I am not righteous. If accusing angels keep my prayer from being accepted, and they snatch it away before it reaches its destination, incline your ear to me and deliver me. Our sages expound, when you incline your ear to me, thereby you deliver me. Thus it says, because he has inclined his ear to me, I was brought low, and he has saved me. It's a pasuk that we're going to learn later on, Sefer Tehillim. Similarly, King Chizkiyahu says, Hashem, incline your ear and hear, a pasuk that's found in the Lachem Beis. Pasuk Gimel, pasuk 3. Haye li litzur mo'on lovo tamid tzivisa lehoshi eini hisali umtzidasi ota. Be you to me a sheltering rock to which I may come continually. You have appointed to deliver me, for you are my rock and my fortress. With the interpretation that David is speaking of the tragedy of Absalom's rebellion, he recounts here what he asked for when he fled from Absalom. I no longer have a home in Yerushalayim, so be you to me a sheltering rock to which I may come. Continually you have appointed to deliver me, so deliver me now as well. You are my rock and my fortress all the days of my life, so now too be you my fortress. Continually always you have appointed angels to deliver me. Similarly it says, for he will appoint his angels for you to keep you in all of your ways. Some say that the deliverance which he recalls here alludes to the miracle that Hashem performed for David's sake at Sela HaMachlokes, the rock of contention. Shaul and his men had him trapped, and Shaul had merely to reach out his hand to seize him. But Hashem sent the messenger of Hashem to deliver him. Earlier David said about this messenger, he will send from heaven and deliver me, as we find in chapter 57. Here he says, then you were appointed to deliver me from my impossible predicament, so now to appoint and rescue me out of the hand of the wicked. We're going to be learning this pasuk right now. Pasuk Dalet. Pasuk 4. Elahai paltaini miyad rosham mikaf na'avel v'chomes. O my Hashem, rescue me out of the hand of the wicked one, out of the grasp of the unrighteous and ruthless man. David asked to be saved from Absalom and Achitophel. O Hashem, rescue me out of the hand of the wicked one, out of the grasp of the unrighteous and ruthless man of violence and oppression. Thus we find Chomets used similarly in the words, relieve the oppressed, as found in Ashru Chomets, found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Pasuk Hey, Pasuk 5, Ki ato sikvasi Adonoi Elikim Miftachei Min Uroi. For you are my hope, Hashem, God, my trust from my youth. I turn to you in my entreaty because you are my hope, O Hashem, God, my trust from my youth. Now too be you my help. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6, Olecha nismachti mi beten mimei imi ato gozi b'chosi losi tamid. Upon you have I relied from the womb. You drew me from my mother's bowels. My praise is continually of you. Not only are you my trust from my youth, after I acquired understanding, but upon you have I relied from the womb for protection. You also watched over me when you drew me from my mother's bowels. This term has a similar meaning in, and a wind drew quails from the city, a pasuk that's found in Yigas, in Chumash Bamidbar. You drew me from my mother's bowels. you draw forth and separate the fetus from the place where it's shaped initially in order for it to become independent. David says, in effect, my coming into the world and my remaining in it are by your hand. Therefore, my praise is continually of you for everything. Our sages have adduced from here that a fetus in its mother's womb is besworn to be righteous and not to be wicked. Even if all the world is telling you that you are righteous, be in your own eyes as one who is wicked. Know that Hashem is pure and His servants are pure, and the soul which He has given you is pure. If you keep it in purity, well and good, but if not, He incinerates it in your presence. Indeed, they infer that you drew me from my mother's bowels in the semblance of an oaf. Similarly, it says, cut off your hair, Gizeh Nizrach, and cast it away, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yirmiyahu, which expresses an oath, a vow of abstinence, Naziris, that is like an oath. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7. Kemofe so yisi lirabim ve'ato maksi oz. I became a marvel to many, but for you are my strong refuge. When the multitudes beheld the awful blows that you inflicted upon me, they were perplexed. I became a marvel to many. Nonetheless, you were then my strong refuge. Another interpretation says, I became a marvel to many who feared that they would also be afflicted by troubles similar to those that afflict me. We find a similar expression elsewhere in the Torah in Sefer Yecheskel. There it says, thus will Yecheskel be a sign for you as a lemophis. Another reading of the pasuk says, I became a sign for the many. Accordingly, our Chachamim teach that just as David first suffered humiliations before there was victory in song, so will it be when Mashiach comes. There will be no chanting of song until we will have undergone humiliation and suffering. Then again, the pasuk says, many beheld my might and my victory as a marvel and a miracle. But for me, you are my strong refuge, and my mouth will be filled with your praise. I went about proclaiming you as the source of my might. I say that I have no power of my own. Another interpretation says, David in his youth was far from other boys and from his brothers, and he was made a shepherd. When Shemuel went to anoint him and ask Yishai if he had another son, David said about himself, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, as we find later on in Tehillim. That was his way of always putting his trust in Hashem. Thus he says here, for you are my hope, O Hashem God, my trust from my youth. Upon you have I relied from the womb. You drew me from my mother's bowels. My purpose in all this has always been that I be as a marvel to many, to make them see that the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. The one who was kept far away merited to become a king of Israel. Hence it is fitting that he fill his mouth with songs of praise, as we're going to learn right now in this next pasuk. Pasuk Ches, Yimolei pi tehillosecha kol hayom tifartecha. My mouth will be filled with your praise and with your glory all day. Because you are my strong refuge, my mouth will be filled with your praise and with your glory all day. I will acclaim you with a full mouth, without reservations, and not once a day, but all day. The entire day my mouth will be filled with your praise and with your glory. Although my mouth will be filled with your praise, I will glorify you all day. It is otherwise for a king of flesh and blood, who was fined and insulting to be acclaimed the entire day. The mouth cannot encompass, and all of time is not sufficient to even one praise of you. Based on the present pasuk, our sages deduce that if one has placed food in his mouth, having forgotten to recite the appropriate blessing, let him move the food to one side and recite the blessing, your praise, the benediction. If he has filled his mouth with drink, let him swallow it. If it is not disgusting to do so, let him eject it. Pasuk 10, Pasuk 9. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. Al tashlichenu le'ezikno kichlos kochi al tazvenu. Do not cast me off in the time of old age, when my strength fails, forsake me not. Having spoken earlier of Hashem's help while he was still in his mother's womb, and also when he was extracted from there, the singer asked Hashem not to abandon him in his old age. When I am old, do not cast me off, and when my strength fails in deep old age, forsake me not. David also asked for divine help to vanquish his passionate nature, to help him in this even in old age. Similarly, we find that the saintly sages of the Gemara and the Tanoim would recite, even in their old age, "Merciful One, save me from the evil inclination. Even when my strength fails, David and Melch, please, forsake me not." A subtle interpretation says, "May the time itself not grow old and decrepit." It often happens that even though a man serves Hashem in time of service slips into old age, a person must feel a renewal each and every day. Some explain that in the time of old age does not necessarily refer to actual old age, but to aging that is due to prolonged sufferings. Troubles that last a long time exhaust one's strength to bear them. Hence he says, "When my strength fails." The Tana of Eliyahu writes, "David said before Hashem, Master of the world, in the time of old age, do not weaken my power for Torah study and the performance of mitzvahs. When my strength fails, forsake me not. Do not weaken my teeth." His children should not die during his lifetime. This teaches us that when children die during one's lifetime, one's teeth and eyes are weakened and one's strength dissipates. For this reason, Rabbi Yochanan wept when dying. Our Rebbe, Light of Israel, is telling me, his students said to him, "If you weep, what shall be for us?" He said to them, "My children, how shall I not weep? I am made to stand before judgment, and I am confronted with all my deeds and judged for them. What is more, I am told why my children died in my lifetime, and I did no merit to help populate the world. Not only is the person held responsible for the death of his children during his lifetime, but he is held accountable for what they did." The Medrash says, "Thus did David speak before Hashem. My youth, I would venture forth into a battle and offer my life for your children. Now that I have grown old and my strength is gone, they say, how much longer will this old man continue to live? Thus it says, my enemies speak evil of me. When will he die and his name perish? So I implore you, even into old age and a hoary head, O Hashem, forsake me not." As we're going to learn this in just a few psukim. Whereupon the Holy One answered him, "That is what I do. Even to old age am I, and even to a hoary head am I." A pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Thus he says here, "Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Just as you helped me in my youth, so help me in the days of my old age." Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10. "Ki amru oyuvai li v'shomrei nafshiv no asu yachtov. For my enemies speak concerning me, and they that watch my soul take counsel together, saying, Hashem has forsaken him, pursue him, and take him, for there is none to save." Now we're going to do Pasuk Yud Aleph. If it's possible, I already translated it, but in any case, we will do the Pasuk in its original Hebrew. Pasuk Yud Aleph, "Lemor lekim azovo ritfu v'sifsuhu ki'ein matzah." The singer explains the reason for his entreaty. "For my enemies be concerning me, and if they that watch for my soul are impatient for my soul to depart, will see that you have cast me off and forsaken me," as we learned in the last pasuk. it is permissible to pursue him and take him, for there is none to save him. Another interpretation says, they will say that Hashem did not forsake him, and that he had brought him success in his wars, but only until now. Now at this time, however, it appears that he has abandoned him. Even his own son seeks his life, and there is none to save him. So pursue him and take him. Our sages explain that the Torah refers here to Doeg and Ahitophel, who persecuted David. David asks Hashem not to cast him off in the time of old age, lest his enemies and they that watch for my soul say, there is no reward and punishment in the world to come. As proof, they will point to Hashem having abandoned David. They will contend that this contradicts and invalidates the teaching of the Torah that if one has served Hashem in his youth, Hashem will not abandon him in his old age. They will say that the teaching of the Torah about reward and punishment is thus also discredited. But the Chachamim have already taught, be careful to honor a sage who has forgotten his learning because of his old age. Pasuk Beis, Pasuk 12. Alekim al tirchak mimeni alokai leazrosi chesha. O Hashem, be not far from me. O my Hashem, make haste to help me. They say that you have gone far from me, so heed my plea, O Hashem. Be not far from me, O my Hashem, make haste to help me. Show them that you are not far. How, O my Hashem, make haste to help me. Not only do not stay away from me, but hasten to help me. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 13. Yevoshu yichlu sotnei nafshi yatu cherpo chlimo mevakshe rozi. Let them be ashamed and consumed to our adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with humiliation and disgrace who seek my hurt. David asked that his adversaries become aware of their downfall, and so let them be ashamed. Then will those who seek my hurt, who do not seek to take my life, be covered with humiliation and disgrace. Pasuk Yudal, Pasuk 14. V'ani tamid ayachel v'osafti al kol tilasecha. But as for me, I will hope continually, and I will praise you yet more and more. David says, I am not like my adversaries and those who seek my hurt. And we learned in the previous pasuk, they will be ashamed and disgraced, but I will hope continually for his deliverance from my troubles. Then after he will have brought me out of my affliction, I will praise you yet more and more. I will acclaim you for this deliverance, besides acclaiming you for all the deliverances in general. There are people who will not place their hope in Hashem except in times of trouble and personal distress. When Hashem gives them happiness, they forget to give praise and to bless him. Accordingly, David says here, I am not like them, for I will hope continually. I will have faith in him, not only in times of trouble, but also in times of my tranquility. What is more, this does not hinder me from acclaiming him in the midst of the multitudes. On public occasions, I add to his praise. When I am content, I do not ascribe it to my power and wisdom and industry. Rather, I then hope continually that Hashem will continue to bestow upon me of his goodness and loving kindness. I will praise you yet more and more. Every moment as I discern your beneficence, I acknowledge you and thank you. David was found worthy of composing the 150 Psalms of the Book of Psalms because he would utter praise and acclaim for everything that happened to him. There was never any man like him upon whom there was the Spirit of God to compose such songs of praise. It all stemmed from the greatness of his faith and trust. I await your deliverance, but even if you will not send it quickly, I will not despair of your mercy. I will hope continually, and I will praise you yet more and more. I will hope continually, for there is not a moment when I do not need your help. I will hope. Ayachel is a contraction form. The first letters of the word is Aim Yismemoho Chocholo. If he delays, wait for him. I will praise you yet more and more. Literally, I will add to all your praises. David composed 150 psalms about all the miracles that Hashem performed for him personally. Assuredly, then he will compose many more about the miracles that he will perform for the Jewish people at the coming of the Mashiach. A subtle interpretation says, I will hope continually. What is my hope? It is that I will merit to praise you yet more and more, each time to add to your praises. Pasuk Tesva, Pasuk 15. Piyusape tzitkosecho kolayom tushuasecho kilo yedati sforos. My mouth will tell you of your righteousness and of your deliverance all day, for I do not know their numbers. I will praise you for the good that you have bestowed upon me, and for every deliverance. My mouth will tell you of your righteousness, the good things and the deliverances. My troubles are so numerous, however, that I do not know their numbers and must continually count them. My mouth will tell you of your righteousness. My mouth will relate that a man's reward comes to him as an act of charity. For Hashem first gives one a house and only then commands him to place a mezuzah upon it. I tell of your deliverance all day in a general way, for I do not know their numbers, to be able to list in detail every miracle individually. Pasuk Tazayin, Pasuk 16. Avor begvuras Adonor lekim askir tzidkoscho levadecha. I will come at your mighty acts, O Hashem. I will mention your righteousness, yours alone. David says here why specifically he will praise Hashem. I will come with your mighty acts, O Hashem. First I will extol the mighty deeds you performed on my behalf through natural means. Then I will mention your righteousness, yours alone, that no one else can do. This is the usual way of giving thanks. One begins by acknowledging the more general miracles and concludes with the more specific. Thus the prophetess Devorah said, Hashem, when you went forth from Seir, etc. Similar in the Shmoneser prayer we say, you are mighty forever, O Hashem. I will come to the house of Hashem and there tell of your mighty acts. I will mention your righteousness. Another interpretation says, when I come to describe your mighty acts, O Hashem, I know that they had no natural causes. Hence, I will mention your righteousness, yours alone. These events occurred by miraculous means. Some explain the pasuk is referring to the war with one's physical nature. The singer says, I will come with your mighty acts. I do my part to overcome my passion. But I know that if not for you helping me, I could not prevail against it. Therefore, I will mention your righteousness, yours alone, for I know that you alone know about them, as it says, to him who alone does great wonders. We will continue Mitzvah Shem in our next year. We are learning Sefer Tehillim. This is Shir number 35. We are using the commentary of the Ma'am Lois by Rabbi Shmuel Yishalmi. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or to listen to any of our hundreds of Torah lectures online at